Blog Talk Radio.
See, I'm gonna need you to follow me on Instagram, Anita Capone 1. I'm gonna need you to follow me on Twitter, Anita Capone. Listen, follow me, Link, Spit Bar. Sliding the little jet on my way to Mars. Carry on, continue to fly. Bars like Gerald Thomas, tell him to die. That Ace of Spades got me tipping on him. Yeah, before Nicki, I've been shitting on him. Fame with the beat type, loving them boys. Bite like no lie, I'm loving my toys. I'm hearing chicks trying to darken their voice. I'm still at it like I was given the choice. Plays at the letdown, clubs that don't do them. No dudes that talk to them, the fuck them all. Stays on my own shit, follow me for real. Twitter or the gram now, I'ma keep it real. Huggies in my way, I sprayed. Bitch talk, I get played. Now follow me. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter. Shit, follow me on Facebook. Follow me on MySpace. Follow me at ninacapone.com. Follow me.
Follow me.
Follow me.
Follow me.
That's what I'm saying. Follow me.
Follow me on Instagram. Follow me.
Yeah.
Y'all already know it's your girl, Nina Capone. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. MySpace. You can follow me everywhere. I'm on Pinterest. I'm on everything. I'm everywhere. You can always follow me. I'm walking around somewhere. I'm everywhere. You're not. Seriously. That's where I'm at. Yo, tonight I got a special guest. And this guest has been here before, but I never actually interviewed him. So I got the opportunity to have a nice little interview with my special guest tonight. And if you aren't already known, you tuned in and you checked me out. And if you're not, hit me up, 646-649-1047. If you're tuned in via your computer, you got to run the door, just hit me up. You can listen on your phone, 646-649-1047. Real easy to do. Holler at your girl. You want to holler at me? Want to talk to my guest? Hit one. Simple as that. That's easy. Monday Madness is 7 o'clock. I got my boy Bandit with me. So what does A-Marie, Freeway, Trey Songz, Enes, Asher Ross, Jahlil Beats, and Nina Capone, can't even my own name. How I messed my own name up? What the hell? All right. What do we all got in common? We got Bandit in common. That's what?
Yes, sir.
So, y'all hear Yes, sir in any of my new songs, just know that is, you know, it's not copyrighted yet. We working on that. Somebody better copyright it or it's going down.
Copyright.
You did. You definitely did. They can't hear you because you way away from the mic. No, don't worry about it. They don't need to hear you.
They don't need to hear me.
That's like copyrighted if you say it in the mic.
Yes, sir.
So now that we know that we got Bandit in the building. Bandit, I know you got a lot going on. And I know I had you here before to do this interview. And you was like kind of co-hosting, but you was like real lazy with it. So we know co-hosting didn't work for you. You're not a good co-host.
I'm not a co-host.
Shout out to Bandit for not being a good host. Wanted to go ahead and put that out there. You know, all opportunities down for co-hosting opportunities. That would just be for Nina Capone because I'm good at this
just
shit.
For you.
Just for me.
You're awesome.
All right. But definitely, but you're a hell of a writer.
Thank you.
Okay. And Nina Capone had the opportunity to work with him a little bit. And I definitely, since this is a real interview and I can get into it now, yeah. I really want to touch on a whole lot of that. And we can have our argument on air.
We
could definitely touch on our ongoing argument on air. So
she set me up, y'all.
No.
She set me up.
What's dope is you work with so many people, and he just feed me. He feed chocolate covered pretzels, y'all. So shout out to everybody that interviewed. I like
shout
chocolate.
Out to the poppy store.
Shout out to the poppy store. Shout out to 16 Veneri.
Shout out to the old.
He ate all day, you know. We get that. It is what it is. We popping down here. Listen, all I'm saying is, I know you're working.
Yeah.
I know you got a lot going on. I'll be trying to keep up with all your projects, but you know, I got that ADHD and I can't focus.
Wow.
Yeah.
What you gotta do? You gotta
No, it's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. I tried it. It's not work. So. So let's first start off, like, all right, for those who don't know, who is Bandit the Rapper? Because I call you Bandit the Rapper, and I know you hate when I do that, and really, I
my
know.
My name is just Bandit.
I know, but everybody going to call you Bandit the Rapper now because of Nina Capone. And the at Bandit the Rapper, and that's what people starting to think your name is. So
yeah.
That's what I thought it was, and I knew you forever, but.
But who am I? I'm a I'm a songwriter, a rapper.
Songwriter, a rapper.
And a model.
And a model. So you model. So you kind of cute. I'm ladies, funny. He all right. He all right, ladies. He all right. You know, check him out. He definitely on In the Streets Radio on the Who's Who's page. So check him out. He, you know.
Well, thank you so much for putting me on that.
He out. He all right. You know, like, we checking
that.
Him out. I only put him up so I can look at him a couple more times.
Oh, come on. You know I'm light-skinned. Are we making me blush?
You know how light-skinned dudes
is. Yeah, we blush a
but,
lot.
But.
I'm a rapper. I got to be mean.
Oh, God. Here we go with this hardcore stuff. He a model, lady.
I'm not even hardcore.
Here you go. I'm a rapper. Why would people... Let's talk about that, being a rapper. Like, when people say they're a rapper, like, what does that mean? Like, I hear that a lot. I know a lot of people be like, well, no, but you just said...
You rap.
Yeah, but, like, I'm a rapper. So, okay. So, you're a rapper. What does that mean? They justified it.
I don't know, just a justifiable comment.
I think I do. Like, yeah, I'm a rapper. They be like, oh, well, my bad, because you're a rapper. Let's take that back. So what you got going on? I know you got a lot of projects. Let's talk about the writing first.
The writing.
So being a writer. Being a writer. And I'm freestyling this whole interview, y'all, because I ain't had time. Because
awesome.
I was eating chocolate pretzels. But anyway.
That's dope. So, that's how you get the best
I'm going to get all the information. So it's cool. But let's talk about the writing portion. I mean, like, being a writer, being able to, like, to come out, because you're a rapper. So before we even jump into you being a rapper, what about the whole writing aspect and actually writing? Because you're writing R&B songs. You're not writing raps for other people. You're writing.
Yeah, I write R&B records.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about that experience, like being able to transition into hip-hop, from hip-hop to write R&B records for people like Trey Songz. Like, how the hell do you go from spitting bars to writing a song for Trey Songz?
It's only right that people want to do stuff that they really can't do. I know I can't sing. So when I write these singing songs, I go and say, all right, well, I can't sing it, so let's not put it to waste, and I get it to the people that actually can sing it. So
right,
that's how
right.
I got into the songwriting of R&B music. But as far as mindset frame, when I sit down and I write an R&B record, it's more so to just go off of relationships and all the mushy stuff.
All your R&B songs, because you know I'm an R&B writer too, and mine is not quite as mushy.
Yeah, yours is a little bit.
I mean, when you say mushy, so that's the direction that you usually go. You're more of the mushy writer.
Yeah, I'm a boo lover, ladies.
You boo lover. Ladies, we got a boo lover in the building. Definitely do. No comment. We're gonna talk about that a little bit later. But before we go on, I just wanted to so being a writer, being as though you're writing for artists. How do you write for a specific artist? Like
I don't. I originally just sit there and I do whatever I want to do as an artist, and I'll pitch it to people, and if they like it, you know, they take it. If not. It's always
a
billion other artists to take a record.
Right. So you don't just say, okay, this is a Trey Songz record.
Nah.
No, you say, I'm going to write this record, and if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. Hey, maybe you would say I'm good singing it. That's dope. So you don't have a genre of which you write. You just write.
Yeah.
That's dope. So what about just transitioning back to hip-hop? Like, how do you become from, how do you go from this mushy singing guy to this... I mean, I know your music's not really hardcore, but you're still a rapper. Like, how do you jump back into that and be like, okay, I can't talk about, you know, feeling on her body and this? Because, I mean, I don't know how that would work in a rap, but, you know.
I don't know, but it made me popular as far as R&B artists wanting features from me now. But as far as, you know, the transition back to being a rapper is very hard because now I'm used to doing bridges. So now raps.
Oh my god.
All right.
We're going to get personal right now. We're going to get a little personal. I'm going to take the headphones off for a second. We're going to have a whole. I'm going to get in the mic because I had the opportunity to work on a few records with you. And, And we were in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you how dope it is. It's crazy because you got this vibe and you're going on and on about this. You know, and Nina Capone is a rapper / singer, so I don't have a medium. I know how to separate the two with ease because I actually sing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay. And he like, no, it need a bridge. And I'm like, why? It's a rap. But it need a bridge. How the fuck do it need a bridge? So we back and forth on this bridge thing, which is dope because...
It needs a bridge.
I don't always think it needs a bridge, but you know that's what we're here for, to disagree.
Yeah.
And we're going to agree to disagree because we like to argue, people. this is what I do with anybody that's on the show, especially
Nina. Yeah, anybody that's about to work with Nina Capone, prepare yourself for that. Nina Capone is definitely one of them people to clash with, and she's stubborn. She is stubborn. You want to kick her? I swear to God, she's such a sweetheart, but you just want to kick her.
No, but you know what? It's dope. It's dope being in the studio. It's dope working with you. It's dope. Dope working with. Shout out to Max. Max was dope and working with me because it was my first time working with Max, and I was like, oh my God, he's gonna kill me because I got this weird way. When you're an artist and you record yourself, as you know, we have a weird way of recording ourselves. So we go into different studios now, and we expect them to do what we want them to do because we are an engineer now, slash rapper, slash writer, and singer.
Shout out to Caesar. Caesar definitely has me.
I was going to go there. I was going to go there about Caesar because I got a bone to pick with Caesar about that.
Engineered rapper.
Now, we're just going to jump into that because I called you something. I think like the first time I worked with you, and I don't know if you took it offensively or.
No, I don't take it.
You didn't take it offensively?
No, not at all.
I didn't care. But,
I know
you know,
so
I when I heard Bandit write and rap, and I seen him, you know, and I seen his formulation of music, and I was like, yo, you just an engineered rap. So, you know, and I was like, he was like, well, what the hell is the engineered rap? And I was like, what you're doing? You're repeating yourself. You let the beat. Like, he literally went in the booth, and he, like, spit six bars and then told the DJ to fill the rest in with the shit that he said over again. Like, what the? Bars, and then he was like, all right, so the rest of it with this. But it was dope. It was dope.
I like the chopping and screw sound. I'm influenced by the whole down south sound.
I respect it. I just, you know, I'm a lyricist. And lyricists, anybody that know back in the day, we wrote word for word for word. We
because
fill everything in with a new word.
But that was your
influence. And it was. And yeah. That's why I said, so now I'm trying to be influenced by this new music, and it's really hard for me. So,
well, not all the new music is good.
Well,
I hate to cut you off at that, but
not. But not all of it. But you gotta be influenced by it, regardless. Like even if it's bad, it's like, damn, I hate Trinidad James, and I'm gonna say that live on air.
Man.
And
Trinidad.
I'm gonna say this live on air because I don't know if I'll ever get a chance to work with him. I really don't care. But if I do, and if he ever comes to me and want to work, I'm gonna tell him like, yo, I hate your music. I'm a defender.
Hers and hers only. Trinidad, if you ever try to hit me up, I will take that check gladly.
Trinidad would love me. Trinidad would love me because I will be honest with him, and I like what he's doing. I honestly like what he's doing. So I had to do that all goal and everything all over again because I think what he's doing is, it grew on me. But I hated him. I hated him with a pet. Trinidad, I hated you. I hated you. I couldn't sleep. Trinidad, like, it was just, you know, and I know that you're going to hear this because you down south, you deal with Kolak. You're going to hear this interview. And you're going to hear me say this. He hates me, though. I did. I hated you. But I love you now. You're one in my top five. And I don't know how the hell you got there.
Oh, man.
But you now made it up my top five. And congratulations. You know,
top
I'm
five
gonna,
right now, right?
Yeah, okay. my top five right now.
I was about to say, anybody that says he's top five.
No, career, not rapper. I don't even consider him a rapper, but just my top five entertainers. Yeah, he's
entertaining.
You're definitely one of my top five entertainers right now. And shout outs to you. And I'm going to give you an award when I come down to the dirty because you deserve it. You definitely deserve what you're doing right now. It's awesome. And
yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Trademark. Anyway.
God, I love it.
Well, I want to jump into one of these joints right here. And since we talked a little bit more, we touched on a lot of the R&B side of things. So I'm going to jump into this joint. Next, we got Bandit featuring Trey Songz.
Oh, wow.
And she's already know. I had to because
crazy.
I thought this was important.
That was from 2004.
Well, I think we should, you know, tell us a little bit about it. Like,
That song was from like 2004. That was before Trey was doing the and taking his shirt off and all that shit. But,
ladies,
shout out to Trey.
Trey with his shirt off. Shout out to Trey.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yo, it's my boy Bandit with Trey Songz. You already know, y'all. Check it out.
Team song. Yes, sir.
This is the Trey Songz edition. Show him in the songs and listen. It's for the shawty.
Lift them up, little mama, that's good. Break it down on the Chevrolet hood. You ever had it from a nigga so hood?
Spread it on the ocean, wider than the ocean.
Chill, throw your back so wide. Put my face in between them thighs.
Girl, I've been talking to you.
Spread a thing apart when you ride.
Oh,
go
with them boys.
Somebody call up or even email and let
what?
You know whose song that was originally. Where did we get that beat from?
So we got to plan it. We got to plan it and put that out there.
Yeah,
we're going to do that on your next
do.
Interview. We're going to have some
next
fun
time,
with that. Cause
I think these kids don't know whose beat that was originally. I'm even questioning if you know any.
I don't know shit because I don't like none of you motherfuckers. Like, so.
Nina don't even know who beat
that
was. That
was
my 12 beat. Oh, you going to tell them?
Because I had to just put it out there. Well, if they don't listen to this interview, they won't know.
Okay.
But I remember the joint. It clicked, and I had to say it because, you know, I'm
shout
a regurgitator. Shout out to 112. Yes, I remember. Yes.
Yeah.
See, that was from my age. That was from my age group, my era. No, 112? What? I didn't want to go there.
But it's crazy because when we put it out, everybody thought it was.
What, a remix of 112?
Original me. R. Jones.
Yo, that's dope. How do they think that? Because it was the young people.
Yeah, they don't know.
Speaking of such, young people. Young people make me sick. No, I like young people.
I'm about to say.
All right, so just let's get back to the hip hop side now. I want to know Bandit the rapper.
Okay.
Like Bandit, I see that you got the smooth edge going with the Trey songs and everything, and you know.
Yeah.
I see your pretty boy image and.
Why I gotta be a pretty boy?
Because you are,
consider
you are, because we're not going to say that.
Okay.
I'm not going right. to call you handsome on my show. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Don't call me that on your show.
No, I'm not going to
call
you handsome.
I don't want to get no trouble with Nina's boyfriend. No problem.
Nina's boyfriend. All right, he just curled my mouth. We're not even going to go there. I'm going to let him off the hook this evening.
Well, go ahead.
This evening, y'all. Only this evening. Y'all know. If y'all want to know, tune into my Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, Nina Capone One.
Follow
me on Twitter.
I
will announce who my boyfriend is at midnight.
Word.
For real. Seriously, I will announce who my boyfriend is and shock the world for
Word.
Those who don't already know. All right, anyway. anyway, so before we get into speaking of a relationship.
Oh, man.
you being you know the blue eyes and the light skin and the curly hair and the black.
She just running down my description.
You got a lot of shit going because you got a lot of shit going on and you know like you just walked to the store and was attacked by two young girls. Like I'm just what type of women are you into?
I'm a bit of a chubby chaser.
A chubby chaser? What the?
Like, I like them
who
thick.
Who says that?
I'm
going
to be
100%
with y'all. I like chubby women.
He like chubby women. What's
like
a chubby
thick.
Woman? I mean, give me, like, a weight
like,
class.
Damn, you know, I don't know. Jennifer Hudson before she lost the weight.
Okay. Yeah, she was cute then.
Cute.
Like, right.
I'd take her then. I don't know about now, but I'd take her then.
So you're a chubby chaser. Shout out to Bandit, the chubby chaser. Definitely, yeah. That's why he always on the show. But, you know, we'll get into that later. Because yeah. Nigga got a little chubbiness, too. But anyway, let's talk more. All right, we're going to jump into the rapper. And then I want to know about the model. Like, it's so many elements to you. I'm going to try to cover everything.
Yeah,
because I'm not inviting you back after this. This is it for you.
Oh, man.
Because you've been on here twice already. You know, a lot of people really hating. Like,
oh, they mad?
They mad. Like, they want to know.
I guess I'm doing something right then. If y'all hating, I'm doing something right.
No, y'all, 12 o'clock, tune in. He not doing nothing right.
Nothing right.
Nothing. No. You're not. Tune in, everybody. 12 o'clock. Instagram, Nina Capone. I'm going to make an announcement.
Oh, man.
Anyway, back to you, Mr. Chubby Chaser.
Yes.
So tell us about the rapper. Like, how do you formulate your raps? Like, what makes you, how do you transform back? Because, you know, I'm a superhero, and I have to go back. Why do you laugh when I say that? I am. I'm Nina Capone, a superhero.
Because everybody knows Batman. She thinks he's Wonder Woman. She is a superhero.
I'm really a superhero. Like, seriously, I'm Nina Capone. No, that is my superhero name.
Oh,
like,
Nina Capone?
Yes. I'm embarrassed you don't know that.
Let me see your cape.
If I showed you my cape, I have to kill you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Y'all like, heard it.
Well, if we come up missing, I showed them the cape.
Oh,
but,
man.
But, I mean, just a little bit more on being a rapper, being, you know, being in the industry, being because you're actually kind of known for,
yeah,
and it's funny because I think a lot of Philly artists that are doing things major are not known in Philly. Like, and it's funny to me.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's you're not the only one. Shoot, it's a whole lot of us that you know, actually tour, get shows,
true,
make money doing this, and we have no. People who have no idea who we are, but they're like, oh, shit, you from Philly?
Because they worry about the ones that are so worried about just being known.
Right. So how is that transition to actually getting out there and actually, because now I hear you're featuring on a lot of R&B stuff. You're like, all right, not only do we write it, but now he's like, he jump on and remix it. And he. So how is it transitioning to a rapper again? Like, just jumping back in, like, all right, now I'm going to go in. I got bars.
It's a great transition. I love it. Like, it's easy for me to do sometimes because, you know, I got a lot of, just like you do every day, you have a lot of things on your mind. So I can sit down and easily knock out 16s like it's nothing. So it's not really that hard of a transition, you know, all the time.
You say all the time. So, I mean, I favorite one day because.
Only
some
reason
people
I say all the time is because when I'm used to doing my R&B stuff, a bridge thing, and, you know, it's actually less work doing R&B than it is rap. There's
really?
Less lines into a verse.
Now,
you figure we do 16 bars. Theirs is like more of 4 bars because it's stretched out long.
Oh, let's tackle this because I disagree. It's not, bars don't matter in an R&B song, but the formulation of an R&B song is a lot more technical than. And, I mean, this is to me, so I beg to differ.
Yeah, that would be,
because
yeah,
I can write a rap in 30 seconds flat. I think, you know, I just felt bad that a lot, y'all. So excuse me. Y'all can't just, this is what I do.
Please don't try it.
Don't try to stay home. Disregard what y'all hear me say, because I'm just rude. But I hate how long it takes you to write a rap. Like, it kills me. I be like, damn it.
That's because I'm a punchliner.
I put
so much in between every line.
It kills me. I be like, man. Man, I mean, write your verse. But I write rap so fast. And my raps are actually good. If you haven't heard me, NinaCapone.com, you can actually check me out. I'm not the worst rapper.
She out-youped herself in there.
Yeah,
like how she just
plugged
it in real quick.
Well, because if you can't plug, you can't host.
Yeah,
and we're working on that with you because you got to learn to be able to put everything into that one interview because, if you don't plug yourself, sheesh. Exactly. There's no need to do what you do.
I'm taking notes, Nina.
You taking notes? Good, because we're going to have you in here hosting. You're going to interview Nina Capone.
Oh, man.
You're going to interview. You're going to do the exclusive Nina Capone interview on Industry Radio. It's never been done before. So, yeah, we're going to put you up as a host and everything for like a week. And
well, y'all heard this. Y'all the first ones to hear this. Make sure y'all hold her.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. We're definitely going to be the host. Bandit the host.
Bandit the host.
not just Bandit the river, but Bandit the host. So tell me about the hip hop, like engaging and just hanging with other rappers, and because I don't like rappers personally. So
I don't either.
So how is it being that actual element, like you're around a bunch of other rappers? Because you gotta be sometime, right?
Sometimes. We're underlined sometimes.
Okay, but with a red pen or a blue pen?
Most of the time, I'm around all the singers.
Okay.
I'm more around them than rappers now.
So how does that feel, being the only rapper around all the singers? Like, it gotta be dope.
Let me tell y'all, it's so funny, because going out with them, I feel weird, because I'm so, you see me as Anna with the big chains and the, you know, graphic t-shirts and stuff, and every time I'm about to go out with them, I have to call Rag, like, yo, Rag, what's the dress code? Because I'm the only one sitting out in a V-neck.
Look like a rapper.
You look like a rapper. And I'm getting an extra John B. What the fuck is going on?
Right. So let's talk about that, the graphic team, because you are the king of cartoons. He's the king of cartoons. You inked. He's totally inked, ladies and gentlemen. You can check him out on industriesradio.com. I tried to get the picture up where you can see all the ink, as much as you can see of it. And he got Oscar the Grouch. He got Cookie Monster and stuff like that, because I feel foul when I say it. He got Richie Rich. Like, it's so dope. Then he got these chains. And how many of these chains you got?
A total, I think I lost count. I got around to.
But, like, our name, a few of them. Like,
Davis, Butthead, Cookie Monster. I got, like, 2-3 different Cookie Monsters. Tucky, Tommy, Little.
Yo, and they dope, though.
My chain. Shout out to Clay Chains, man. Shout out to ClayChains.com, man. I love them.
Shout out to ClayChains.com, because we definitely, these joints is dope. Like, and I bought one because I'm a superhero. I'm like, oh, my God, I really need one. I really need one of these chains to wear, with a little Nina Capone swinging from my neck. That's so dope.
That's
and I think
dope.
You should have one, too. Like,
I should wear one, too.
A little Nina Capone swinging from your neck. That would be so dope. Like, why wouldn't you? Like, all of you get one. Everybody support Clay Chains to get a little Nina Capone hanging from their neck.
We're
going to
work that out.
That's so dope, because that's mad important. You know what I mean? The Streets Radio, like, with a Streets Radio T on.
Yeah.
Like, we need to work that. We're going to talk about that.
Cool.
But, yo, like, so you got your whole, the cartoon going on. You got the cartoon names. You got the cartoon heads all over the place. You look like a damn cartoon. No.
Damn,
man. I had to fly. You know, I had to go. Like, I was on a roll. Like,
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah,
like, it's a punch. Just take it.
I'm
just take
cartooned
it.
Out. I'm just a big kid. I believe in negativity. And, you know, when I watch cartoons and I see cartoons, I'm mellow. I'm calm. You know what I mean? I can't. How can you be mean looking at cartoons?
I can.
Who can look at Rugrats and be mad?
I can. Can I
I really can't.
Nina Capone is getting it together, though. Honestly, I seen you, and I'm like, what in the hell? Like, honestly, like, it was kind of funny, because, like, I'm not a kid, but you were a kid. Oh, I was like, he's a kid. And then I look at him, and be like, oh, yeah, okay. Like, he got Cookie Monster, you know, right?
Yeah.
Cookies! Like, no matter what you say, all I hear is, it's hard to take, but I take it serious, and you know,
thank
a writer and but it's still hard sometimes you need to talk to me and I feel like all right, we still here, y'all. We still got Bandit. We had some little technical difficulties here. I don't know what was going on, but we still here. So, make sure we on. Okay, we on. But, and you trying to take me off, stepping on cords and everything.
Nah, we not going to take you off.
Trying
you
to take me. Bandit kicked us off air, just so y'all know.
Yeah, I did a Beyonce at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, definitely. That's what
Shut
happened.
Shut everything down.
That's what happened.
It went down.
But, yo, like, I mean, I could go on and on asking you a million questions. We were at the modeling thing. So, you were lying and
I was
telling
lying.
Us that. Is this, come on, we're going to jump back in. You were telling us the lie that it came with the territory. Let's be honest.
It came with the territory.
This dude is like, and this is serious. Like, y'all know I flirt with everybody on the show. This is what I do. But this particular artist right here.
Oh, man.
He's pretty.
Pretty.
He hates when I call him pretty.
I can't just be handsome.
No. I told you we would not use that term on my show.
Okay.
He's pretty. All and, right. Like, he got the straightest teeth.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And he got pink lips. Like, seriously, like, I would put him in my magazine. Poor feet.
You put me in your magazine.
I'll put you in my magazine. I put you on my website. Like, I was like, hey, he can be in my website.
Awesome.
Why not? He's all right. He's pretty.
I appreciate
that. So, no, but he has a nice look. And I can see you being a model. You know, and then you all inked up. Like, why wouldn't you colorful? You look like a damn coloring book. I mean,
That's one of the first things my dad told me.
If you, listen, and I know why. Because if you take a white piece of paper
and you draw
a bunch of colors on it, it's art. You're art at its best.
Walking art.
You're just a little piece of walking art. I just take you and sit you anywhere. We were at a Little Chucky concert. And I was in with the producers. And we were standing to the side. And here come Bandit. So a bunch of girls are standing at the line. They're like, oh, look, I bet you he's a rapper. Like, it's like he's far away. Like,
he just looked like a rapper.
I'm sitting there cracking up to myself. Like, yeah, he do look like a rapper. You fit, dog. I'm sorry.
I don't think I fit the rapper image.
No, you fit. They knew exactly what you did before you hit the door. They was like, oh, he gonna rap. You look like a rapper. You look like a rapper. If you don't rap, you draw.
I don't rap, I draw. I do draw.
I do. You look artistic. You look like an artsy kid.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's cool, though. That's dope. We definitely want to jump into another song real quick, you know, because I got to take another
drink
here. I don't know. Like, I got so many on you here. Paper cuts. Like,
please
paper cuts
paper
to
cut.
Me paper means cut? That I was doing extra work today and I hurt my hand. So, that's not it.
No.
You was touching butt in the video because I seen it. So, did you cut your hands by touching butt? And
no,
then,
it was just
like,
from
did
the
that
money,
happen? It was from the money.
It was
about money. Paper cut
money.
From count money. Yeah.
Can y'all please make sure y'all get that song off iTunes? Please support independent artists.
Yep.
Most of my
protect your homes and support independent artists. If you know what I know, so protect your homes. You don't need ADT or Comcast or them. To actually protect your home, all you need to do is support independent artists,
please,
and your home will be protected. Trust me.
Please support it.
That's
and,
why I do what I do.
Yeah, most of my proceeds are going towards the Sickle Cell Foundation.
Nice.
I definitely give back to my community.
Definitely. See, that's dope. And we're going to talk about that. And y'all got to support. So that'll be up on the website because I think it's dope that he actually has a call. I was going to ask him that.
Most people don't.
And I always have to actually, it don't go in your pocket.
Nope, it's going straight towards
that's
the Cell Foundation.
That's dope. So we're going to definitely help you. Because you have a cause, we're going to help you. If you didn't have a cause, I wouldn't even care about your paper cut.
But see, now you're going to have artists trying to do that, and it's not cool for people to try to make it when it's not really that.
Well, I give all
we get some people, a reason. Yeah,
like,
but we
I
get some people that are fake it.
Well, it's not.
I'm going to start questioning rappers and make them show proof that they give their proceeds to these places. That's what I think we should start doing.
Well, I think there's a way to do that because, you know, like what I do, like I actually go to the cancer outreach and I speak.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like that's important to being an artist, like really getting out here and, hey, this is what I do. This is who I am.
I agree.
I'm a cancer survivor. So I get out here and I actually talk about cancer. I talk about surviving cancer. Because Lord knows, I feel like I'm dying every time I wake up in the morning. I'm like, oh, here goes another day. I'm going to die. They need to get the hell up. But
you're going
to
live
forever. I'm going to live forever. I know. I'm a superhero. I can't die. And I'm a vampire. I'm superhero / vampire. So.
A vampire,
yeah,
too.
I be vamping. I don't sleep. I'm up all night, like, doing this. So.
I can't. Just please make sure y'all pick up paper cuts. The proceeds are going towards a good cause. I don't know nothing about vampires and everything else. I have no clue.
Yo, this is the best. Paper cuts, my boy Bandit.
Produced by my man, D'Oya Beats. Shout out to D'Oya Beats. And shout out Jack D for doing that video.
And the video is on industriesradio.com. You can definitely check that
joint
out.
Oh, wow.
Know
you put it on?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're
such a sweetheart when you want to be.
I try.
You try?
You know, I shit on you so much.
Yeah.
That I try to do good things by you too. You know,
I appreciate that so much.
Cause I'm gonna trash you when we get back. Yo, check out Paper Cut, my boy Panda, y'all. That's how we're doing it.
Yeah. It's Bandit, baby. Hey, Dio, y'all see ya. Yes, sir.
I'm getting paper cuts, counting all this money. I'm getting paper cuts, counting all this money. I'm getting paper cuts, counting all this money. 20, 20, 50 tonnes. She looking like she want it. I'm getting paper cuts, counting all this money. I'm getting paper cuts, counting all this money. I'm getting paper cuts, counting all this money. 20, 20, 50 tonnes. She looking like she want it.
Shawty brand new, brand new. She do it hands free. Call her Bluetooth. Different color diamonds, chain right through loops. I'm just trying to make a beat like Fruity Loops.
Onyx with me. I know what you're doing, Onyx.
Nina, always go to Onyx. Everybody, Onyx. Shout out to Onyx. Everybody that see me in Onyx.
I don't know how I feel about eating in a strip club.
Everybody know I be in Onyx in the back on the side with a plate. Like, I go in Onyx to eat. Like, they got the best dinner. Especially if I had a late night and I don't get off to like 10 from the office and I'm like, damn, where can I go? And it's, what, Tuesday night at Onyx? Shout out to the chef down there. Nina Capone, go down Onyx. I'm not touching that. So, look, some hand sanitizer and a clean fork, I'm good.
I can't go from smacking booty and eating the chicken.
I'm not smacking booty, so it don't matter. Shout out, back in the day, I danced. So I can eat in there. Look, ain't no secret. It's all over the internet. I have no secrets.
Okay.
No secret. Nina is a superhero now.
Nina's a superhero.
You know, I went from dancing, saving the world. I was Queen Save-A-Ho. See,
Queen
Save-A-Ho. I saved a lot of holes when I was dancing. I was Queen Save-A-Ho. And then I went into another profession. So,
okay.
You know, it is what it is. But, you know, ain't nothing wrong with the strippers. But, yo, I will go to Onyx with you. I'll go to Onyx with any dude. Like, you can go in there. You got one. Give me 13 ones, because that's all I need to get my plate. That's all my food costs. I just need 13 of them ones.
Oh, man. We're going to set
that
up.
Long as dinner is on you, I'm good. And then you
up.
Give me another stack, and I'll give it to the girl that come near me.
I'm about to text J-Rag right now.
You know,
Rag,
like...
we're going down to Onyx.
I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Onyx be popping, and the food is dope. So if you don't go down to Onyx and support, definitely go down to Onyx. Need to be down there. I try to wear wigs and shit, so y'all don't know it's me. But...
I'm gonna blow her cover. I'm like, hey, is that Nina Capone?
Listen, I get on the mic and host that night. It don't even matter to me. Long as I'm finished eating, we good. Let's go.
Wow.
Let's have it. But let's. You got so much shit going on. You modeling, you rapping, you singing, and you do sing too. Just for y'all who don't know,
I do sing.
He do sing. I like how he did the part of the interview where he said, "Well, since I don't sing, he do sing, ladies and gentlemen. He sings."
I'm a studio singer.
He's
now.
A studio singer,
at
but
at least I'm able to
sings.
Tell y'all. At least I'm able to be.
He sing, y'all. All
I'm
saying
I'm
is he sing. That's all I'm gonna say. He sing. I heard him hit notes. I heard him hit notes.
Yeah.
Like, he's stuttering. We not gonna go there. He can sing though.
I really can't.
What I say? I was gonna put you on blast on something. I forgot just that quick.
I don't know,
but I'm still. I'll come back to it. I'm sure it'll definitely come back to me. So I know you did the Eagles joint. Tell us about the Eagles joint that you did.
That was me, Quay, Dollar Rise, B West. I might be missing somebody, but I don't think I am.
Yeah, you are. You only named like 3 people, and it was like 25 people in the song.
No, it wasn't.
It was an official Bandit ready.
It's me, Quay, Dollar Rise, and B West. That's it.
Oh, the other people in the video were just standing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to them, though.
Shout out to the people.
But, yeah, we did that, and Mike Jarrett saw the video, and he wanted to play it on Fox 29. Shout out to Mike Jarrett, by the way. And,
shout out to Mike Jarrett, whoever you are. I don't know you, Mike Jarrett, but I'm sure I don't know you. I don't know you, Mike Jarrett. I don't watch TV at all. TV is television, and we'll get into that in a whole nother show.
Oh wow.
I don't do that. I'm a superhero. I keep telling them to educate myself on traveling the world at night when I'm vamping, but
but yeah, that was the deal with the football for the Eagles.
So the Eagles now I got the exclusive with the goes, let's go Sixers joint. So tell us a little bit about
shout
this.
Shout out to you for being one of the first to break it. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
We
shout
made
out
sure
to
we
me.
Got Nina Capone the record.
Because everybody that I don't play their shit. Like,
yeah.
I just will ignore you. Like, I really have no problem. One great thing about being your own, the owner of your show, you can ignore people.
Yeah.
Like, literally, and be like, no.
Yeah.
And then the crazy shit is what people don't know is all the major DJs come through me. Most of the shit.
Exactly.
And it's funny
that's
because
why it's important. That's why I always tell motherfuckers to respect the DJ.
Respect the DJ.
Respect
and
the
I'm a rapper and a DJ. You got a bad position with me. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
It really is.
But, yeah, like, no exaggeration. Like, you know, you were the first to get the record.
That's dope. That's dope. And we played it and, you know, matter of fact, the show did 5,000 downloads that month. So that was, like, late last month. And we did 5,000 downloads of the show, so shout out to the Sixers song because that means people all over the world heard it.
Yeah, I it's a lot of people to shout out, but I'm gonna try to shout them all out.
I got the list right here.
Okay.
Ain't that dope? We got the teleprompter with the list. Like,
that's
a lot of
people.
Point.
What we got?
Hold on, I'll do it.
Yeah,
I like this job doing this part here because I can read a little bit. So shout out to J-Rag, shout out to Cassie, Emilio Sparks, Whitney, Peyton, Quay, the entertainer, I like saying it like that, Bandit the rapper, Enes, Nino Breeze, and Jaguar Wright. Did I get them all?
Yeah.
Yeah, see,
everybody.
My teleprompter is on point.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I gotta. Yo, that
shout
was
out to all
night.
Of them, man. It's just, yeah, it's a beautiful thing to be part of that record.
How fun was it putting this whole record together? Like,
it was,
the process.
It was a gift and a curse. Because, you know, in right. some ways, you know, you gotta take the good with the bad with some things. You know, it's a lot of different people,
right.
a lot of different, you know, egos and stuff like that. Not saying anything negative against them, but they have a certain work ethic. They have
right,
a certain
right,
way of
right.
doing things, and I have my own way of doing things.
Don't we know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a trip to work with a little bit.
Yeah, you trip to work with a lot,
yeah,
not
yeah.
a little bit, a lot. Pain the ass. If I'm gonna say so myself, y'all think I'm difficult?
I make sure that, you know.
I mean, you're
I'm a perfectionist.
Right, you're a perfectionist, and I think that you like to get things done, and. You know, shout out to everybody that get to work with people like us, cause
yeah.
sheesh, we like it ain't right. I gotta do it over.
Like,
and shout out to I'm recording tomorrow at Batcave. Shout out to Batcave. I'm gonna get on y'all damn nerves tomorrow.
Oh man, I
like,
don't record there. That's it.
I don't record there, so this is gonna be quite interesting. I do not record there, so this is gonna be so dope. Like, cause I get to
who
go
you
down there.
Record with?
Shout out to Hollywood. Shout out to
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hollywood. The guy from Southwest, right?
Somewhere.
Which Hollywood are we talking about?
Hollywood Playboy. Shout out to Hollywood
One
Playboy.
You're freeing them, right?
I guess. You might be taking me back a little before
yeah,
my
now
time.
Yeah, I'm getting thrown off. Cause
it, that, that would probably be the one. Well, Hollywood that I know is from down north. Uptown, he used to be in La La Records back in the day.
Yeah, that's,
if y'all
yeah,
know
we're
him.
Talking about Hollywood Playboy.
Hollywood Playboy, yeah. So I'm all over his record, so a lot of the females that y'all hearing there is actually me.
Okay.
Even though, like, I've been working with him for, like, what, 8-9 years? Like, every
right.
record I got a little feature on, nobody ever knows it's me. They be like, yo, look at his record. And I be like, yo, that's me. I've heard it.
That's what's up.
So,
yeah,
definitely.
I respect him. I like to see him back out. That's
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's dope that a lot of Philly artists, so, like, I mean, I'm looking at your track record, too, and you're doing a lot of collaborations.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing your things. And you got some Nina Capone collaborations, but,
yeah,
you know, we're going...
Yeah, I got a track record.
Yeah, yeah, we got a little video, so make
yeah,
sure y'all
yeah.
check that out. It's on Industry Radio, of course. But, so, like, who haven't you worked with who you, like, right now looking forward to working with? Like, you know, like, that I gotta have that joint done? Because everybody got that person. Like, I need
to
drink with Mary.
Work,
so,
work
who's
with
your
right,
person?
Right now?
Right now. Besides Nina Capone.
Besides me.
Right?
I already knocked that out. But,
Sort of, you know.
I already done my song with Nina. But I'm going to do a real, real song with her. Just me and her. We're going to go crazy on it. But as far as the artist that I really want to work with right now, it would have to be Ryan Leslie.
Yeah.
I really.
So dope.
I really want to work with Ryan. Ryan Leslie, hurry up.
Ryan,
get at me.
I know you're hearing this.
I need
so,
you to fucking sit down.
And it's crazy how I think everybody listens to my show because, well, these are people that actually I know running my circle and know the people that I know that may actually be sitting and listening. So, Riley, we got somebody here that want to work with you. They almost as dope as me. So, this will definitely be a pleasure
yo,
for
Nina
you.
Is a trip,
this will
Nina
definitely
is
be a pleasure
trip.
And an opportunity, you know,
listen,
but...
That's something
not even hard to happen. Ryan is you know, tight down earth type of person. So I think that's something that, you know, could be put together. And next thing you know, you won't speak to the little people like me no more, you know? Because Ryan takes shit over the top. Like, you do a record with him, you be like.
But it's crazy because we like him, but for the most part, he's kind of underrated.
Absolutely.
People don't mention him like he should be mentioned.
Well, you
but
know,
a lot
you
of
know what
that
is.
That
well, you know, I think it's the structure on how artists carry themselves too. I think, and I'm going to say this and put this out there because I'm the artist that people put in a subcategory and probably shouldn't be in a subcategory. But you know, it's how you carry yourself, how humble.
Yeah.
It's like if you're super duper just
arrogant
and cocky, you kind of get that. People look at you and be like, "Wow, that person's the shit." You create your own following. You create the praise for yourself. And if you're somebody who just love what you do, you love your craft, you just do it, and you let the people who love you, and those who don't, and you don't worry about nothing else, you kind of get, you become underrated.
Yeah,
you get overlooked in the game. And that's, You know, it's here and there. Like, Kanye will never get overlooked in a game. Why? Because Kanye will jump in front of everybody and tell you to look at his shoes. Like, he'll be like, yo, check out my shoes.
That's funny because we were at Mac Studio and you called me Kanye and I was confused. I didn't know if it was because I was sitting home. I didn't know. I was like, I'm humble. I ain't even that cocky. Like,
it's a whole swag. You have a Kanye Bandit had an arrogant swag about him, and Kate, until you know him, you be like, yo, the young boy, cocky. And yeah. I really thought, like, he had a whole, like, he was arrogant to me. I guess because, like I said, he got Cookie Monster on him, you know, he's a fucking kid. Like, why does this kid think he can bang with me on this level? Like,
oh, man.
And that's how I felt. But, you know, just learning him and getting annoying, he all right.
Yeah,
we're working on some things, but yeah, definitely putting things together for him. But definitely check him out and support him.
Yeah.
Definitely will be on the website. Like I said, artists with a cause, we definitely stick by him. We support him. We help them get to that level and reach their goals because it's important. I mean, Inner Streets Radio is based on that foundation and nothing else. So we don't make no money. We the poorest radio station out here. Like, seriously, like. Everything. It's going to change. It's going to change, but it's because we're rich in the other sense.
Yeah,
but we got so much more going for us. So, I mean, it's not, I'm talking monetary. Monetary, we fucked up. Donate. We got a donation site. Just don't stop
donate.
My dough.
Please
don't stop
donate.
The dough. That's how I get it. But no, this
if
just
everybody
straight
put
up,
a dollar in.
Just $1, because I got a lot of listeners. If all my listeners stop and just donate a dollar, we, you know, we could keep running. We could run for a whole nother month. Maybe two. It'd be dope. But definitely, I want to jump into one more joint with you here. And
awesome.
I don't know which one I want to jump into.
Yeah, I don't know which one I want to jump into.
What, the next one of them make me sick. I don't want to play it.
Why is that?
I don't know. I'm a hater.
You're a hater?
Definitely a hater. So we got, I let you pick, we got Whose Pussy Is It? I just feel shit. All right, we won't talk about that. Then we got the Middle Finger Up joint, which is long as shit. I'm going to cut somebody off on that joint. So which one you want to play?
I'm going to go with Middle Finger Up because Nina Capone's on it.
Well, that joint get airplay all the time. I mean, you know.
But I love that record, though. It was fun song to do. And, you know, shout out to Max Music for, you know, producing that. And yeah, I think we should get into that.
Let's jump into it. The Middle Finger Up, y'all. Who we got?
Yeah.
We got Vinny Blocko, B-West, Bandit, Nina Capone, Dot Brass. What's his name?
Dot Brass.
I want to fuck his name up so many times. Sorry.
Shout out to Dot Brass, Wayne S.
Yeah, Middle Finger.
Take care, I see y'all. Yeah, that's right here. Yeah,
for the street.
Let go.
Get money.
I said.
They popping bottles all night, getting money all day. If you ain't getting money, get the fuck out of the way. Popping bottles all night, getting money all day. If you ain't getting money, get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck, like, I don't give a fuck. Put a middle finger up, put a middle finger up.
Uh-huh.
You don't give a fuck,
yeah,
I don't give a fuck. Put a middle finger up, put a middle finger up.
Yeah.
Get the cameras out, it's about to be a movie. Bring the ladies out, that's how we do it. I'm out of it, I don't know. My outfit, cost your wardrobe. I'm on ho, I bet you can't tell. I smell like shit, if money had a smell. Shorty got a donkey, I'm a pin to tail. Sex in the morning, great, unless you're in jail. Like it or love it. Rappers mad, features out of their budget. Promoters mad, booking out of their budget. Two middle fingers up, like fuck it.
If you don't give a fuck, like, I don't give a fuck. Put a middle finger up, put a middle finger up. If you don't give a fuck, like, I don't give a fuck. Put a middle finger up, put a middle finger up.
They popping bottles all night, getting money all day. You ain't getting money, get the fuck out of the way. Popping bottles all night, getting money all day. You ain't getting money, get the fuck out of the way.
I don't give a fuck, why? I don't give a fuck. Put a middle finger up, put a middle finger up.
You don't give a fuck, why? I don't give a fuck. Put a
F-U-C-K, what you talking? It ain't about bread, keep on walking. Keep on talking, keep on hating. While you at it, keep on stalking. Yeah, keep on stalking. You know you can find me at the B-A-N-K every day.
I'm at the bank every day.
I'm balling out, making G's. You calling out, trying to hang with me. Crawling, crawling. What makes them think they can hang with me? I get bread on my own, so you might as well get gone. Disappear in the air. Now watch me roam, I'm riding around, I'm getting it. Your girl cute and I'm hitting it. There's something new, I'm getting it. The money mine, I'm spending it. Money man, I'm getting it. If you start, I finish it. Living life to privilege, and I'm a ball to the end of it. Here we go, here we go. Put your drinks up in the air. Here we go, here we go. Put your drinks up in the air. Now throw it on the fucking ground. Pop a bottle, pop a motto. Yeah, they know that's what that motto.
Bottles all night, getting money all day. If you ain't getting money, get the fuck out of the way. Pop the bottles all night, getting money all day. If you ain't getting money, get the fuck out of the way. If you don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck. Put the middle finger up, put the middle finger up. If you don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck. Put the middle finger up, put the middle finger up.
Fuck, I don't give a fuck, nope. Fuck these niggas. Middle finger up, big ass jewels, big ass truck, bad ass bitch with a big ass butt. Cause I count that cash, more my jeans than in your stash. Took to the face, I don't puff up ass,
no.
I don't puff up ass, splash some guns if I have to bit. If you try to stop my plans to get rich, got some niggas that'll split your shit. Better realize who you fucking with, Benny Blanco, K-Hacho. Don't wait around, get money pronto. Fuck some niggas, I got the Rosco. I blast some niggas, it's up my hondo. Whoa, bandit said, yo, Ben, we gotta go in. On his money shit, I say it's a dope bin, cause we be talking moolah. I ain't playing, you be talking broke. What the fuck is you saying? I don't speak that,
nah.
I don't comprehend. I just count and spend and do that shit again. So I-
yo, 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 it's your girl N. Capone. I'm sitting here with my boy Bandit. Yo, we got somebody on the line. We gonna bring the caller in too, cause we got this close this down. I couldn't even play my verse, y'all, because you know we carried on. Yo, caller, state your name.
Hey, yo, it's J Rag, baby. You know what it is. You know I gotta come. Are we going to Onyx? What up?
He like, we going to Onyx. What up?
Yo,
yo.
We going to what it is?
Yo, we going to Onyx.
What's good, baby? What's good, baby?
Yo, what up,
Nina,
man?
How you doing, baby? How you doing? How you doing? Yeah.
You're an idiot.
What is? We gonna hop on over to Onyx and throw some quarters at them bitches or what?
Yeah, man. We about to get that.
Huh? We gonna bounce some quarters off them asses.
Yo, I got my change right here.
Oh, shit. Look, man, you holler at me, man, when you get off the air and shit, and we chop it up.
Yeah, man.
I just wanted to let y'all motherfuckers know I was listening, man. You know, I gotta listen to my motherfucking man do his thing. And
yeah,
baby girl do her thing, too, because that's the only host in the, that's the host of the Moses.
No
Put
doubt.
Down for
no 50. Doubt.
All right, so y'all finish your shit, man. Go ahead.
No doubt, no doubt. Yo, we want to thank J-Rag for tuning in. Yo, it's your girl, Nina Capone. We about 24 seconds to getting out of here. Bandit the Rapper.
Let me get my last. Can I get my
you
last
wanna shout out?
Yeah, can I get my shout outs and all that? Please make sure y'all follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Bandit the Rapper. And shout out to my boy J-Rag. Shout out to Nina Capone. Shout out to, damn, that's a lot of shout outs. If I forgot you, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's about it.
Damn, he forgot all
I
y'all.
Forgot a lot
I
of
want
people.
Everybody calling
sorry.
And let him know.
Oh, Max Music. Shout out to Max.
Max, you heard it first. He forgot you.
Shout out to D.O.Y. Beats. Shout out to Jalil Beats. Shout out to.
Yo, he forgot all y'all.
I'm forgetting a lot of producers that I'm working with right now. Oh, man, I'm fucking up. My
he
bad,
is,
though.
He is.
My bad, though.
And it's his bad.
Shout out to Clay Chains.
Shout out to Clay Chains. Yo, is your girl Nina Capone. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, yeah, Breakaway Ink for my clothing. Yeah, because, you know, I got to shout out my clothing line. Shout out to Breakaway Ink. Yo, I do so much cross promo. I'm sorry.
It's cool. We're going to have him back on the show. Definitely have him back on the show. Right now, we're going to walk out to this Let's Go Sixers joint. So make sure y'all stay tuned. It's the end of the show. It's the end of the evening. End of the night. But I'm about to get out of here. Got my boy Bench with me. He about to go down to Onyx. And have some those change that bitches and eat some macaroni and cheese. That's how we doing it. You better know it. Yo, it's your girl Nina Capone in the Streets Radio. Make sure you always tune in.
time coming, we hoop our hearts out and we run. We make the haters sick to their stomach.